They had the most beautiful, biggest, some sort of a tree in, I guess, 1960, in the spring of, say, 64. And they were going to chop it down. God, it must have been standing there for 200 years. And, of course, we didn't want it. It was too beautiful to chop down for a building. So there were protests, and, you know, this was the 60s. There were protests. They were marched. They had their hands together protecting the tree, and the people who were going to protect the tree, who were going to chop it down, the machines, they went away. They disappeared, and it was a great success. Then I got back here in September, after the summer, and lo and behold, the tree was gone. And that's my story.